So I was a little sleep deficient last night, but it was an 82% sleep performance with me because my recovery was good yesterday, and nice to see that I got some of that, and my all my health stuff is good. Anyway, the point is, in an engineer sleep bed, we love it. We love our awesome engineer sleep bed, the very best bed in the business. You know, my family's out of town, so I spread all out over the last 4 or 5 days. I went to bed at 7:30 two nights ago, and I just love getting an engineer sleep bed. The best mattress made right now. The ES Duo mattress is really, truly one of the most impressive inventions I've ever seen. And how someone didn't come up with this almost like Velcro type system to turn this bed like it is beyond me. You're going to love it. So our great friends, Engineer Sleep and EngineerSleep.com. 10% off, 100-night sleep trial. WCCP listeners, take advantage of both of those at EngineerSleep.com. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. Tony, happy new year, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Doing great. Larry David does a bit like 2 days after New Year's, you can't say Happy New Year, but I'd say that 2 days in advance. So hopefully you'll allow me for that one. Let's talk portal first and then some staff stuff and then some overall picture type stuff. The Gamecocks have six offensive linemen now. What I have is basically about seven guys still on scholarship and some three newcomers coming in. Outside of Surratt and Thompson, not a whole lot of experience, and maybe you can count on Gray maybe coming in early. But, Tony, is it safe to say we're looking at two to three to four maybe new starters coming in through the transfer portal? Is that a fair assessment of addition by subtraction maybe and just having a whole new offensive line?
It's very possible. I don't know about five new starters, but I could see three or four, and I think they're probably going to take four or five linemen from the portal. And, Randy Clements wants to, start fresh, I think, in a lot of ways. And that includes, fresh with a number of new players that, may be a better fit for what he wants to do with his offensive line, what Kendall Briles wants to do with his system. I think you're going to see him targeting less lower-level offensive linemen than Lonnie Teasley did. And trying to get guys from other Power 5, Power 4 programs and in most cases, I think he's going to want to sign players who have proven, at least to some degree, that they can play at this level with much less of a focus on potential or, the opportunity to develop someone. I think he wants guys who are ready and have the tools and have shown they have the tools to compete at this level. And, of course, to do that, they're going to, be in competitive situations in the transfer portal because other teams are looking for those kinds of players too. So it may require South Carolina to spend more money than they have in the past and maybe, quote-unquote, overpay to some degree here or there. But I think the need is so great that they don't really have much choice. When you combine how bad they were on the offensive line this season, this past season, with the number of players who have departed, some of which, they were not going to play, and that's the reason why they left. But you still lost a number of players from that room. We're entering an era where teams are going to gradually move from 85 scholarships up to 105 scholarships, which increases the number of total offensive linemen you would want on your roster. So it's going to be a huge determining factor, I think, for how successful Kendall Briles can be in year one as the offensive coordinator at South Carolina is how much success they have in the transfer portal and how quickly Randy Clements can get those guys ready to perform at a much higher level than what South Carolina's line played this year.
Tell me if my thinking is wrong here. Dispute it if I'm thinking wrong. You like every NFL team, you got a little bit of a cap issue here. So my guess is you had to spend a bunch on sellers, on both sellers actually. Yeah, you had to spend a bunch on Harbor. You had to spend a bunch on Stewart. And if you got to go spend a bunch or overpay is a term you use for offensive linemen, which I'd agree with, and I think that's a great way to put it. Where's the concern then? I mean, or should there be concern to other positions – of not being able to go out and spend. I mean, that this seems like the dilemma in the NFL all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something they have to manage. You know, the Lenoir sellers and deals are there's a an NIL component to it that is less connected to revenue share than some of the others may be. I think that gives them some flexibility. You know, Darren Usher and you know, the guys on his staff who are responsible for managing the roster, managing the transfer portal, determining in a lot of cases how much money they spend per position group. You know, he's going to be under pressure to make this thing work and find creative ways to make it happen. You know, they aren't Texas. They aren't Texas A&M. They aren't Texas Tech. You know, they don't have, not unlimited, but seemingly those schools could find a way to get just about anything done within reason. And obviously South Carolina is not one of those schools. So it makes this job tougher when you're under this kind of pressure to meet the kind of needs they have, because offensive line is not the only need they've had. It's the biggest need they have, but you know, they need help at just about every position on the roster when it comes to adding some talent, adding depth. And, you know, I think you could see them sign 15-plus players from the portal when all is said and done. So there's going to be a lot of new faces. And, you know, once they get there, then it's on the coaching staff to integrate them into the program and put them in a position to perform at a high level as quickly as possible. You're not going to hit on everybody, obviously, but they need to do a good job of evaluating talent and evaluating how players are going to fit into the program from a personality standpoint and a work ethic standpoint. And I think, you know, oftentimes that's what determines how much success a player is going to have coming from another school through the portal. You know, how well do they fit into the culture of the team, and how quickly are they going to be accepted by their teammates and be willing to, you know, put in the work that's necessary to get the most out of it. So, you know, there's a lot of different factors at play, and a lot of things have to come together for it to work right, especially in the first year and quickly in the first year, which is what South Carolina needs.
All right, let's go over the guys that are currently there on the offensive line, a couple that we know, a couple we had some high hopes for, and some guys that are fairly young in the program. I think we talked about Thompson, you know, enough here. He's got to come on. But is there room for Thompson to come back and have a rebound year after that sophomore slump, in your opinion?
I do think there's, you know, room for it. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of improvement needed, and he did not have a good year, and I think his confidence suffered as a result. You know, he never gave up. He always gave it everything he had seemingly out there, but it wasn't enough in a lot of cases. And I think a new coach could be good for him if he buys into Randy Clements and his success and the things he's accomplished in the past. I think he fits in well to an up-tempo offense. You know, he's in good shape from a conditioning standpoint, and you know, he can move. He's athletic. I think he's the kind of guy who can, you know, feel comfortable in an up-tempo scheme where you're snapping the ball, you know, quickly as possible in a lot of cases on certain drives. And, you know, I think he brings a lot of tools to the table for Randy Clements to work with. But it's up to Clements to get it out of him, and it's up to Thompson to put in the work and to be willing to maybe get uncomfortable at times and you know, do some things differently than what he's done in the past, because, you know, clearly the approach Lonnie Teasley took with him did not work. You know, he not only did not improve from year one to year two, he regressed. And, you know, part of it, I think, was because left guard play was so poor. And, you know, then the tight ends are getting a lot more pressure to perform, and they weren't performing particularly well either. It's like, you know, the left tackle and the left guard and a tight end, when he was to the left in the formation, all of those guys felt a lot of pressure and I think pressure to help the guy beside them, so to speak, and in some cases, I think that was to their own detriment. And it just was a bad combination. And it's something they obviously have to get fixed. Kendall Briles can be the best play caller in the country, but, offensive line breaks down and has the kind of lack of cohesiveness that we saw from South Carolina's line throughout this year, a lack of physicality, zero running game. It snowballs, and it makes life really tough on an offensive line. So they've got to find a way to reverse that and turn the offensive line into more of a strength and more of a group that they can count on, play in and play out to execute.
Let me ask you about three in-state guys. Surratt forced into play this year. What do you see from him? And Anderson has been so banged up. Franks, we hadn't seen a whole lot from so far, outside of Thompson, the other three in-state guys.
Yeah, Surratt was really put in a tough position for a true freshman. They played him at left guard. They played him at right tackle. And they just tried to find a place for him where he could be productive. And, he had some moments. He had some good games, or at least good stretches in games. But he had a hard time staying healthy. And once the injuries hit, I think that certainly affected his play. He even came into the season with an injury. We had a concussion in fall practice that kept him out of the opener. And so it's year two should be better for him, you would think, theoretically, although we saw with Josiah Thompson, that's not always the case. But I would think, they'll move him back to guard. I think that's his more natural position. But a lot will depend on who they land from the portal. But I think left guard is probably his best position, and I think one where he can be pretty good. But he needs a good year, a good off season in the weight room, and a good spring practice, and needs to go into the fall feeling better about himself. Marky Anderson is another one who had some good moments this year when he was healthy, but just he's battled injuries his entire career, and you just hate to see that from anybody. Or for anybody, but especially the guys who are hard workers and really want to be on the field and are trying to do everything they can to be on the field, but the injuries just consistently derail their efforts. And I can only imagine how frustrating that is for him as a person and as a player. But if he can stay healthy and avoid the injury bug, I think he's capable of being a solid player for him and potentially being a starter again, depending heavily on who else they land in the portal. But at the very least, I think he could be a quality backup. And then Blake Franks is a guy that I think is still developing, still adding weight, or actually losing weight. They're trying to reshape his body some. He was up in the 340 range, and I think that's probably going to be a little bit too big in this scheme. I think they'd like to get him down, probably more like 315, 320, and put him in a better position from a conditioning standpoint to thrive in Briles' system. So we'll see where he is in the spring and how he fits into the equation. But, avoiding the injury bug is the key for Surratt and Anderson for sure. And then Franks, I think, just needs time to develop.
I'm going to try to take a stab at Aja Duhon, maybe. I'll let you pronounce that better than me. And then you got a couple of guys that are upperclassmen now that really hadn't done a whole lot. Shivers and Brubaker. Anybody else to talk about on the offensive line with those three?
Yeah, Adjadon, I think, is a guy that has a lot of potential. And he's, a guy that I'm curious to see how he performs this spring and where he is in the mix. He could be the answer at right tackle, potentially, I think, is his best position. Jatavius Shivers has actually had some good moments, some good games the last two seasons. He's played well at times, probably played better 2 years ago than he did last year. But I do think he has some potential and some athleticism and some tools for Randy Clements to work with, and could be a guy who potentially improves and thrives a little bit more under Clements than he did under Teasley. Yeah, you mentioned Brubaker was the other one.
Brubaker's the final one there.
Brubaker, Yeah, you know, I think he's, you know, a backup type. I don't think he's a starter. I think when you look at the number of issues South Carolina had at center this year with Boaz Stanley and Nolan Hay and the struggles they had there, the fact that Brubaker was not able to he did have some injuries this year too, but the fact that he really never got an opportunity tells me that he's pretty far behind those guys. So I don't anticipate a whole lot from him at this point.
And normally we don't talk about freshman offensive linemen, but the last 2 years you've had to go that route. Is Gray that good? Can he do that? Anybody else in that incoming freshman class that might be able to compete with these transfers?
Maybe on Gray. You know, I don't think it's ideal, obviously, to have to play true freshman offensive linemen. But he looks pretty special on film and looks like a guy who could potentially be ready to work his way into the rotation at the very least. You know, they've talked about him being capable of playing any position on the offensive line. So I think a lot of it will depend on where he ends up from a position standpoint and who they land from the portal, who he's competing against at that spot. But, you know, if anybody can do it, it's him. I think that, you know, he on film, you know, he moves like a defensive lineman in a lot of ways. He's just so much more athletic than most offensive linemen are, and you know, he's a hard worker, really smart kid, and I think he's coming in with the right attitude and certainly wants to play as a true freshman, and I think will get every opportunity to earn his role. But whether it's as a starter or as a backup, I think there's probably still too many unknown factors right now to say for sure.
With that said, tell me about thebigspur.com. Friday's the big day. You'll start seeing transfer portal guys official and maybe some guys announcing where they're heading all very early in this process. Tell us about the Big Spur and a great time to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Friday is going to start a very busy two-week period and a very important two-week period for South Carolina. You know, the success they have in this portal season is going to go a long way toward determining what the potential of next year's team is, and we will be all over it with as much content as we can to keep everyone posted on the comings and goings, the visitors, you name it. Just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today, and we will give you all the information that we have at our disposal.
Be a lot to talk about when we visit next Tuesday. Tony, happy new year, man, and looking forward to a great 2026, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Same to you, Mickey.
All right, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Spent a lot of time on that offensive line. Six guys in the portal leaving South Carolina. Going to have four or five added to South Carolina with a new offensive line coach. Interesting stuff. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, your garage flooring specialist, do a great job for you. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. It's so much more affordable than you think. Like when people – one of the things Tim Worley says, look, I got a great product, and people love the presentation I give, but the main selling point is that this thing's affordable. So find out how much. He's going to take a square footage of your garage and look at it and give you an estimate. You're going to love what they're going to tell you. The best, most experienced team out there for garage floors and its epoxy base is our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158, 404-8158. Open phone lines and text lines for the rest of the show when you come back right after this.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you, you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them. And it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss. And it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. And they can explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphcweightloss.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind, knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule two visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
One for the road, Nico. you don't have to tell him about the road. He already knows the road. Nico. Of course, Nico looks like the pioneer now compared to all these guys going to the transfer portal. I saw an ad yesterday. I mean, an article yesterday on like ESPN or something that said, here are the thoughts on the 32 quarterbacks in the portal or something. I was like, what? what?
So far.
Yeah, like, hold up. 32, whatever it was. I'll check that out in a minute. Hey, let me tell you about Eggs Up Grill. Great place for to go to lunch, brunch, or breakfast, but a great place to get catering as well. And I want to talk to you about the catering and the good things that are going on there. We love our great friends over at Eggs Up Grill because the food is fantastic. Now, I was lucky to get all the pumpkin stuff and all the Thanksgiving stuff and all of the Christmas stuff, but it's good 365. So, when you need a catering opportunity, when a catering opportunity arises, then let the good folks over at Eggs Up Grill take care of you. And look, if you've not been to their website, go to it. It really is cool to see it. Well, if you've been to the website, go to it now. Click on the catering menu. Look at all those awesome selections they have for breakfast, for brunch, or for lunch. Box lunches and salads and all the wraps and all the shrimp and grits and all that stuff, all the biscuit buffets and samplers and the wrap samplers. They've got it all. And let them take care of it for you. They really specialize in this. So great friends with with the catering issue at Eggs Up Grill in Seneca and in Clemson.
Do not go to this website if you are hungry like I am, because I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Here's the article I'm talking about. 26 quarterbacks to watch in the transfer portal. What? Anyway, we'll see. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Jerry is in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Jerry, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good, Mick. How you doing today?
Blessed. Very blessed.
So we hit on it yesterday a little bit. I called in and we talked about the, what Dabo might be looking for for offensive coordinator. And then the ball, the ball got rolling on some stuff yesterday evening. And I want to touch on that in a second, but I got a couple questions for you first. So one on defense. So I trust Tom Allen, what he's going to do. I realize safety, Coach Kahn got fired or removed, whatever. So in your opinion, do you think that there should be, I know you don't anticipate it at the moment, but do you think there might be or should be another move, whether it be a firing or just some movement within the defensive staff? What's your opinion there?
I don't anticipate any more on the defensive staff. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but I was told yesterday that we don't anticipate hearing any other news on defense. Now, it doesn't mean that those guys might not get other offers and might choose to go somewhere but as far as Dabo making the move and Clemson making the move, I don't anticipate that on defense at this point.
Okay. Well, and I'm kind of on course for that as well. Here's one on offense. If you can keep one between Spiller, Grisham, and Richardson, which one do you keep, Nick?
I think Richardson. I think his group has performed better. I think that you look at the tight ends have been pretty good in the Richardson area. I don't think they've been great, but I think they've been pretty good. And you got some, pretty good recruiting there and a pretty good pipelines. I think the Brooklyn kid's going to be good. Bettenker kid's going to be good. I think those guys, he's recruited better than those two guys. And the other thing is, like, his guys are a little more physical to me. That's my biggest deal at wide receiver. The drops this year. I think Grisham saved himself with the Westco and the more signings. He did a great job there, and I think this next class is going to be really good. So the recruiting is there, but if you could ask me, like, just one thing I could change on offense besides the quarterback next year, I want to see more physicality out of the wide receivers. I think this has been a soft group for a while now, and I think this group has to get physically tougher.
Totally agree with that, and also on the Richardson of the three. Which brings up my next thing about this. If I'm not mistaken, isn't Lonnie Galloway on the support staff?
He is. Long time so wide receiver coach.
If you made a move, another move on offense, whether it be a wide receiver or running back for coaching, I mean, doesn't it make sense to move Lonnie Galloway around a little bit there, Mick?
Yeah. And he's a highly respected guy. His guy's been around forever and all that. One thing, though, like Clemson fans right now, that all they want is new blood. Like, they don't want anything to do with anybody already on staff. Like, I think Daquan Bowers is going to be a really good – he already has been at South Florida. I think he's going to be a really good defensive end coach. But, since he's already on staff, like, no, I don't want that guy. And Lonnie Galloway's coached some All-Americans and some NFL guys throughout his career, a long, illustrious coaching career. But, the fans are like, I don't want that guy, And it shouldn't hurt Lonnie Galloway's candidacy here or other places, because of other stuff.
I'd take him in a minute to fill in for wide receiver or running back. He can coach either one, but a move's got to be made or some. And which I think there may be one more little move there on offense. And I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I think it could be on the coaching staff. If not a firing, maybe a restructuring or a reassignment.
Maybe. I'm hearing a few little tidbits from a few little places, but I don't have anything concrete at all to report. So I tend to think those things move slower, and I tend to downplay those things a little bit. But there is some smoke at some places there. I have heard that.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing was what we were talking about. So yesterday we were talking about you could see that Dabo did not trust Garrett Riley. So you go out and get somebody that you know and or trust. And we brought up, talk about Todd Monken. I know he's out there Is that a possibility? I don't know, but I know Chad Morris is definitely something that's being thrown around. And the only thing about that is, and look, it's an identity, that's for sure. Yeah. Chad Morris brings an identity. He would bring some speed and toughness to some of those groups probably that we're talking about. But at the same time, you know, we've seen that, done that. Do we really want to run that back? And is Morris's offense just a little bit gimmicky, for lack of better terms?
All very good questions, all fair questions. You know, the one thing, the good on Chad Morris is that he took over when Dabo was at his lowest probably, and he gave them an identity, and they went out and were able to get the Sammy Watkins of the world and utilize the Taj Boyds and the Nuke Hopkins and all those guys very well, obviously. With that said, yeah, has some of that kind of passed by? Look, I just talked about with Josh Williams. Alabama goes slow. Miami goes slow. Ohio State goes slow. We're seeing kind of a slow down game rather than a speed up game. But on that side of it, you know, one of the counterpoints you can make is if everybody's doing one thing, then let's try something innovative again, and maybe we go back faster. There's always give and take through all that. I see both sides of it. I don't know the right answer. I mean, hindsight will prove that to us in the next 10 months, but I don't know the answer to it. But I definitely see both sides of that.
Yeah, and I do think Dabo's going to make a move with somebody he knows and or trusts. And so I can see Chad Morris being in the running, but you know, I'd love to see somebody like a Monken, but I don't know if that's possible. But there's other names out there too.
Well,
but,
I'd say this, Jerry. In that first round draft pick, with the first pick in the draft, with the 2026 Clemson offensive coordinator, I think Monken would have to be number one. Two-time national champion, with all the experience, the NFL experience he has, and all that. What he did at Georgia, and how innovative they were in the run game at Georgia. You know, Clemson. One thing you say, if you got to fix any aspect of the offense outside the physicality part of it, is you got to run the football, and you got to find a way to get more productivity out of the run game. And I think Monken takes care of that. Morris does an awful lot. But like Bell be a great job in this past year in the passing game, but they couldn't run it this past year. But is that because of his personnel? That's what we don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Very interesting topics. Very good stuff.
I agree. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll have more to talk about. But you guys have a happy new year, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jay. I've enjoyed the last couple of days of maybe some insight. So that's good stuff. I appreciate the phone call. Yep. Good stuff there. Happy new year to you. I mean, there's a lot of good to Chad Morris. But remember, it wasn't all perfect now. Like, there was some bad aspects of Chad Morris' offense, too. So, we'll see. I would say, more than anything else, I think you've got to get – I think you have to get the right coaching hires. But to me, my opinion is that the players are more important. So, I might be the only guy on earth who feels this way, but I'm more interested in the portal than the coaching staff stuff. And those are two major things. Don't get me wrong. He has to get the hire right. Has to. With that said, the hire to me is still just not quite as important as as what you see from the transfer portal. 654 Roar, 654-7627. I've got four callers I want to get to here. Let me get Chad in Columbia before the break. One game season, Chad in Columbia. How you doing?
Mick, great. Hey, to your point, yeah, I totally agree. Mick, what OC would want to come here if we're going to roll with Christopher Vecina at quarterback? Yeah. I mean, Mick, you could argue that we kind of like ruined Riley's career. I mean, we forced him to work with Grisham, Spiller. I mean, last year we didn't portal running back, and we only had one. This year we didn't portal, and Randall was okay. But, you know, and I commend Randall. Like, he ran hard all year, and he was better than I thought he would be. But in the portal era, when you convert a wide receiver to running back, and that was our running game, and that was really our only running game, we led the ACC in drops, and Grisham is apparently still safe. I just don't know, like, and if, and, you know, all signs are likelihood that we're going to roll with Christopher Vecina and Denson at quarterback. Like, we don't want a portal. We haven't ported a quarterback in Dabo's history. Like, if I'm an OC, there's a million other jobs that I'd rather have than Clemson, because I want to know, like, hey, if I don't have the existing playmakers or the existing offensive line or the existing quarterback to make my offense go, then I want to know that my head coach supports me maximizing the talent on my side of the room that I can bring in. I mean, want to get your thoughts on that, I have lessons.
Thank you, Chad. I agree with that. I mean, there are, in most cases, this has been an extremely attractive job. In this case, one thing we didn't talk about is, like, Dabo is kind of on the hot seat a little bit here. So do you leave a good job to come to this one, and maybe, you know, the chance that you won't make it through a year here? But yeah, I feel bad for Garrett Riley. I think Garrett Riley, I would agree with you. Now, he didn't do himself any favors. He didn't work himself out of any holes and probably dug more holes there. But I don't think he was given a full, you know, full magazine of bullets. I don't think he was given a fair shake through it all. The personnel issues, some of the coaching issues. It didn't have a strong offensive staff to work with through a lot of his tenure there. And then the quarterback being just some boneheaded plays there and not surrounding himself. I mean, look, he didn't have Deshaun and Trevor. He didn't have Mike Williams and T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Artavis Scott. I got to include Artavis Scott in that more because, man, what a football player. He didn't have Mitch Hyatt and some of those guys up front. He didn't have Wayne Gallman and Travis Etienne. In many ways, what Jeff Scott and what Tony Elliott did. And by the way, people talking about Jeff Scott coming back. Like, why would Jeff come back and, like, taint his what Clemson fans think of him? He hung the moon around here now. Two-time national champion guy. You come back and you don't have Trevor. You don't have Travis. You don't have T. Those three T's right there. Then you're not as good a football coach. And so now you look like it was them rather than you. So I agree with you. I think Garrett Riley's a good football coach. Well, now he's not great, not elite, because he couldn't turn around that situation. But I don't think he was given the full chamber to work with. My great friends at Trail want to build for you. They want to talk to you about building. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Trail does an absolutely incredible job of building relationships, collaborating, working with you, keeping you in the loop, and working on solutions together. Now, their experience, you don't have experience in construction solutions. They do, but they want to leave your business better. I love that idea. If we don't leave your business better, not your building better, if we don't leave your business better, then we fail. If we don't exceed expectations, we fail. Find out why that better building experience works. Find out about why the construction manager at risk and how they do a great job of mitigating all of those issues that arise and why construction gets a bad name. Not at Trail. 800-319-7006. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise I'm coming to you. Final segment after this.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Start the new year and give yourself a new you with Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2026. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment or use the Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center, located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Escape to Margaritaville without leaving South Carolina. On January 24th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center proudly presents A1A, the official Jimmy Buffett tribute band. A1A brings the tropical vibes and timeless hits that parrot heads love. From winning the Jimmy Buffett Soundalike Contest to performing alongside Buffett himself, A1A delivers the ultimate island party experience. Don't miss this unforgettable night of trop rock and coastal Americana. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at All Dry. You know, there's some things I don't learn so much when I sit down and talk to these guys. I hope to have some lunch with Justin here in the next few days. I got a couple days off, and maybe with my wife off, maybe take Drake and the fellas, go have the fellas some time over there and get caught up a little bit. You know, one of the things I learned from them is that people have issues that I don't have, and I hope that you don't have water issues or mold issues. If you do, by the way, your local water and mold experts are your great friends, my great friends, Audra. But I'm reading one of the reviews that Clementine wrote here. It's an amazing company. Owner came out the same day because of my health concerns. He was friendly, professional, informative, and caring. And, you know, I don't know. We all have different issues in our life, like health concern issues. And let me tell you a little background story. So my sister had mold in their addition to their home in a shower. And they didn't know it, and it got in her throat and all. She had to have surgery because of this, and it was a major health scare. And I'm not sure how much we can, you know, relate to how much what all it was, just mold and that. But I know this: it didn't help anything that's going on, and that's a dangerous ordeal. And like most of you, I don't know what mold does, looks like, acts like, how to detect it. That's why that if I have any kind of thought at all, the folks I'm calling are My All Dry and All Dry. MyAllDry.com, 864-863-1234, 864-863-1234. That's a local number. That Stan's going to be local at that one. He's going to come by your home, your business, and he's going to take care of it. So let's don't mess around when it comes to this stuff. Let's let the professionals, the rapid response team, take care of you. And like Clementine said, they came out the same day. Friendly, professional, informative, caring, good folks at myaldry.com. We're good friends at Aldry. Let me get to Stephen in Raleigh, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. I'm doing well. Awesome. Hope you are.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. You can hire and fire all the coaches you want, but if you don't have the Jimmys and the Joes to make it work, then it's not really going to matter. You'll be here in the same position 2 or 3 years later.
Yeah.
If you don't get the Jimmys and the Joes. One of the things, and we've talked about this before, that I really want to see Clemson get is a running back, a true running back. Like Adam Randall, I thought was good. He did what he could do with, I guess, his limited knowledge in getting into that role. But, Mickey, I think Clemson needs a Jamal Haynes-type back, kind of that Swiss knife, right,
yeah,
where you can line him up and he's going to hit the hole very fast. He's quick. He's agile. One of the things about Adam Randall was he's a big guy, right? He runs upright. He's just a big guy. He's kind of a tight end type body, I think, not necessarily a running back. He wasn't that agile, right? And honestly, too, other than a few times I saw during the season, when they hit him, he dropped. So I want to see Clemson get a Jamal Haynes, the type of guy there that Georgia Tech had, kind of that Swiss knife, could do a lot. You could bring him in the backfield. I don't know if Jamal Haynes is a true running back. Maybe he's not. But I feel like that's the type of player that Clemson is missing. You know, Phil Maffa was good, but he was a big back, right? He was kind of a one-cut guy, and that was it. We saw a little bit of that in Jay Haynes there before he got hurt. And Mickey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Jay Haynes, is he still on the team?
Yeah, he is. He had the torn knee at Texas,
yeah,
and then or in the playoffs, whenever that was, maybe the ACC championship
SMU
game. The SMU game, yeah. And then through his rehab this year, which would have been tough to come back from in a short time, but he also had a quad injury that went along with it. And I think it's the same leg. I don't know that. I'm just guessing it's the same leg. So they had the setback. Now, hopefully that's behind him. Hopefully he moves on and moves forward with that. But, yeah, he's still on the team at this point.
So would you agree that Clemson kind of needs that type of guy that fast, twitchy, hits the hole really fast?
Yeah. They've got to do something, by the way, to improve the running game. Clemson has not run the football very well the last few seasons, and really since the Shipley days, they ran it okay. But you go back to the ETN days when they really ran the football well. I want 175 on the ground. You know, I'd love to have 200, but give me 175 on the ground. And they've not had that. They've fallen short of that in recent years. So they've got to get the run game going. Whoever it is has to get the run game going.
You can't run, you're not going to win.
No.
You don't run. Look at South Carolina against Clemson.
Yeah.
If you cannot run the ball, look at what Penn State did in the second half.
Yeah.
They knew that it was tough throwing the drops, the cold ball, the cold weather. So they came out in the second half and they established the run.
Yep.
And that was the difference, Mickey. You have to be able to run the ball. Yeah. It opens up everything else.
Yeah, let me give you everything this. Else. Clemson last year was 105th in the country rushing the football. 124 yards a game. Whoever the new coordinator will be, that got to do better than 105 in the country, got to do better than 124.
What was this year?
That's this year.
What
105th in the country running the football.
And what was last year?
Let me find that one. Can I do it by years on this?
I don't think it was much better last year. I think it was a little bit better, but not much.
That was Maffa. So I'll try to find that one for you.
Yeah.
I'll find it before we get to the end of the show.
Yeah.
But job one, task one, run the football. No doubt.
Run the ball.
Yep. No doubt.
Run the ball.
No doubt. All right, buddy. I appreciate the phone call, Stephen. Thanks an awful lot. Let me find that one. Let me talk to Tennessee Tiger while I find that one. Tennessee Tiger, I'm going to try to multitask here. I'm going to talk to you and try to find this thing. How you doing?
Well, you got the ability to do that, Mickey. Good morning.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. When you heard the news yesterday, was it from Walt's show, or did you get a text message from some of your contacts?
I got a text, but I was actually on the way to pick up some hibachi for dinner when I got the text. So.
Yeah, well, I was listening to Walt's show, and I never, you know, called in and said anything about the coaches by name except for Wes Goodwin. I just sort of, as a round number, figured the times he was a defensive coordinator is about 2 losses per year average. I credited him to. And I don't have anything against Lincoln Riley. You know, I called you and said that he didn't really have his staff there or recruit his quarterback, and I wish him all the best. But, you know, these coaches that leave that go to these small schools like in Florida, like Gus Malzone and Scott Frost, and, you know, Saturday's game, Willie Simmons, you know, he got, you know, beat, you know, his team got beat bad, you know, in that Florida school. That's the first time I had seen his team. That's his first year anyway. But the guy mentioned Todd Monken, and that was mentioned last week. Did Monken, you know, he's coaching the Ravens now, calling plays, but he sat Derrick Henry out the whole fourth quarter of the Steelers game and said, you know, having him in there to run. But did he Brock Bowers at Georgia, or do you know who exactly recruited him? Because something's got to get a tight end in there, and I criticize the fact that that Riley, you know, you got a basketball player as a tight end. If you can't get a tight end to come to Clemson, there's something.
Well, they got these tight ends over there. And I got to run to Tennessee Tiger. Appreciate the phone call. All right. Monk is not going to be a recruiter if he is a candidate, wherever he's at. He's just not going to be a great recruiter. He's going to be a guy who's going to do X and O stuff. Here's the rushing stats. Clemson 124 this year, 173 in 24, 174 in 2023, 177. So after the Trevor years, 167, 177, 174, 173 this year, all the way down to 124. The Trevor years, 248 and 240. Yeah, give me that, man. I want to run the ball for 240 a game, 248 a game. That's the ETN years. But you got to be able to run the football better. You don't need 240, but 175 to 200. Give me that running game going again. Brad Hughes, my All-State agent. Good answer, Brad Hughes. Good answer, All-State. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at allstate.com. He can help you out. I know I have better coverage and better rates. Thanks to my great friends, Brad Hughes and the All-State Insurance Agency. This is an interesting show because we discuss Chad Morris and Todd Monken and Chip Kelly, who's now going to Northwestern, and Mark Leftwich and Shannon Dawson and Jonathan Brewer and a bunch of guys, Cade Bell and a bunch of different guys in there, and some of those guys will be candidates. Some of them won't be. Imagine Dabo's going to play this thing pretty close to the vest to see what he can get out of this thing. And, again, I think we're going to be talking about this on Friday when we get together. We won't have a show tomorrow or Thursday with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, but we're going to – and Friday should be a good show. You're not with me Friday, by the way. You're going to be with me. But Friday's a good show because we're going to review the college football playoff games. But I think we might have a clearer picture of who the candidates are. I'm not sure we're going to have a hire by Friday. Now, Friday's also the opening of the transfer portal, so that would be the Wild West, like the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange and what stocks you're buying, which ones you're selling, and ding, 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 and all that kind of stuff. With that said, it's going to be a wild, wild show Friday. But I'm looking forward to it. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have for me?
Earlier you mentioned that there's an article that said the top 32 – quarterbacks in the
26 is what it was. Top 26.
Okay. Yeah. Right now in the On3 transfer portal tracker, just for quarterbacks and just quarterbacks who have been assigned a star rating as transfers, 104.
Woo!
And this is D1, FCS, and FBS.
Woo!
Not including the first quarterback without a star rating. Zoltan Osborne of Charleston Southern University. There's a name you don't hear very often.
How about that, man? How about that? Yeah. You do a better time of a chance of telling me who's not in the portal than who's in the portal. Let me tell you about Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all real estate needs. ericnewton.com can certainly get in touch with you. The man that can help you out, ericnewton.com here in Clemson, as far as building houses and renovating houses and businesses. Let them do it for you. Let them take care of it for you. It's my great friend, ericnewton.com. Speaking of the transfer portal, There's one cat that just go ahead and just sign me up for right now, and it's going to cost you about $2 million. But give me Cam Coleman, man. Like, Cam Coleman is the cyborg guy that I'd love to have. When healthy, I think he's as good as wide receiver is in the country, and he visited Clemson, but they're not going to spend $2 million on a wide receiver. Somebody's going to spend $2 million on him.
Currently the number one rated transfer prospect in the fourth.
Yeah, that's the dude, man. That's the dude. You want some dudes? That's the dude. Let me thank Josh Williams for checking in with us, talking some college football playoff, and Tony Morrell talking Gamecock stuff. Hey, Will, great job as usual. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and John. Folks, have a wonderful new year. Most importantly, tune in on Friday. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical